This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Orthopedic Channel. And this episode is brought to you by the Expert Institute, where you can connect with a local expert within 24 hours by simply visiting theexpertinstitute.com. Today, we are speaking with Dr. David Lent, orthopedic surgeon and chief of the Robotic Orthopedic Center at St. John's Riverside Hospital. Dr. Lent, thanks for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
The pleasure is certainly ours as well. If you would, tell us about your background, your education, and how you decided to become an orthopedic surgeon.
Well, my name is Dr. David Lent, and I practice in Westchester, and I've been there now approximately 16 years. I went to NYU Medical School, and there we did a lot of work at Bellevue Hospital, and saw a lot of trauma and car accidents and gunshot wounds, and we had a great experience treating people with broken bones, and that really piqued my interest. I'm also into sports a great deal, and I like to take care of people who injure themselves while taking sports to help them get back to their level of activity before their sports. So that's something that's dear to my heart, and I hope to help people get back to their sports as well. So that's why orthopedics is such a exciting part of my life, not only personally but also professionally.
Continuing on, what kinds of procedures do you commonly perform?
Well, I'm an orthopedic surgeon and a sports medicine specialist. So we take care of all general orthopedics, but our main two things that we deal are one of sports injuries, being knee ligament injuries, rotator cuff injuries, and the like. These are injuries that people get when they're doing a high level of competitive sports or repetitive motion like tennis or golf or playing basketball. So we see a lot of those injuries, and with the modern techniques that we use nowadays with arthroscopy and others, we're able to get patients back to their pre-injury level of activity with as minimal pain and as quick as possible nowadays. So we have really unbelievable techniques that we're able to use that are minimally invasive that help people regain that level of activity very, very quickly.
And how has the orthopedics industry evolved since you first became a doctor some 16-plus years ago?
Well, it's amazing the techniques that have been developed over the last 16 years. The sports injury treatments have metamorphosized over these years, allowing us to get people back to doing what they never could do before. I mean, you see in the Adrian Peterson having his ACL, and his, the next year goes on to be the lead rusher in the NFL. And we use those same techniques that we use for the high-level athletes. We use them for the weekend warriors and the high school and college-level athletes, or if you're just having a good time, we're able to use those same techniques to get people to rehab quickly and to get back, again, playing the sports that they love. We now also, the most exciting part of orthopedics now is this robotic technology, which is taking over many fields, but especially in orthopedics. About 600,000 people a year in the United States need to have knee replacement surgery, and many of those people are having a much bigger surgery than is necessary. We're able to now use robotic surgery to just partially resurface part of the knees and get people back to and out of the hospital after a day or two and back to their jobs or their sports in weeks, as opposed to what used to be months or even a year to recover from total joint replacement. So that's a real exciting field in orthopedics right now, robotic surgery.
Today we are with Dr. David Lent, orthopedic surgeon and chief of the Robotic Orthopedic Center at St. John's Riverside Hospital here on eHealth Radio's Orthopedic Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Lent, can you discuss any cutting-edge techniques that are surfacing in addition to what you've already mentioned?
Well, I'd like to highlight more even in the robotic surgery. I mean, everybody knows about GPS technology to help guide you in your car to the appropriate destination. We're now using GPS technology to actually reconstruct people's knees. Instead of having to look at everything by making a huge incision in the knee, we get a 3D map by getting a CAT scan of the knee or the hip, and we're able to bring in a small robotic device into the knee, and through a very, very small incisions, we're able to resurface the knee and get the knees back to where they were before. I compare it to in dentistry, some people need to have a cavity just filled, or people need to have the tooth extracted. Now we're able to do the same technology with a knee. People have isolated injuries in parts of the knee. We're able to just resurface that using the robot, as opposed to opening up the entire knee and taking out the whole knee out and replacing the whole knee. Patients are out of the hospital in a day or two at the most, as opposed to in the past being in the hospital for a week and then needing to go to rehab facilities and having an extended period of time. There's less blood loss, there's less infection rate, there's less clots, and a whole lot of less pain. And people are really taking advantage of this technology now and getting back to their job and their sports much, much quicker than they ever were before.
And Dr. Lent, where do you see the orthopedics industry heading into the future?
Well, in the future, I see them using more of these more advanced technologies and advanced implants in order to get people back even quicker than what we have now. People hear all the time of problems that happen when people are in the hospital for long periods of time, mistakes that can be made, etc. Our goal is to get people in and out of the hospital as fast as we can and back to their jobs or their sports that they want to do. And these advanced techniques allow us to maximize that, to do as small of an incision, as small of a surgery as possible, but yet get the maximum benefit to the patient and restore the patient back to the levels of activity, get rid of their pain. So that's where I see using these advanced technologies to get patients, you know, to maximize their life. People are also living a lot longer and, you know, living to 90s, 100s years old, so we have to get people to be able to enjoy and have quality of life even into their late years. So it's a very exciting time for us in orthopedics. We're able to help a lot more people than we ever used to be.
Certainly appreciate all the information shared here on the show. Now, if you would, share with our listeners where they can get more information on your practice and also to be in potential contact with you online.
Well, my name again is Dr. David Lent, and I'm part of Southern Westchester Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We have offices in Yonkers, Mamaroneck, and Riverdale. Our office telephone number is 914-476-4343. That's 914-476-4343. Or you can visit us on the web at davidlentmd.com. That's davidlentmd.com.
Good enough. And in conclusion, could you provide a couple of suggestions for the listeners on how they can improve in some area of their health? That would be greatly appreciated.
My recommendation is that stretching is probably the single best things that people can do to keep themselves out of the orthopedic office. If you can be limber and supple, then when you do activities of daily living or any sports that you possibly can, that you like to do, that you won't injure yourself. So stretch every day, coming in and out of the shower every morning or every night, a couple of minutes can really save you a lot of grief down the line.
We've been speaking with Dr. David Lent, orthopedic surgeon and chief of the Robotic Orthopedic Center at St. John's Riverside Hospital. And once again, the website of reference and for contact is simply davidlentmd.com. Dr. Lent, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Have a great day and a lovely weekend. Take care.
You too as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Orthopedic Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.